Well, the sad passing of Rauru Broughton, long-time Reo Māori champion and advocate. We're acknowledging that with Mark Pitikahu, who's joining us to remember the life and legacy that Rauru Broughton, a respected Ngā Rauru Kaumātua and pioneering Māori broadcaster, has shared much of himself during the course of his working life. Thanks for joining us on the program, here, Mark. Tēnā koe, ko te o tēnei. Thanks for your time and welcome to Wātea. Tēnā koe.
E te rangatira e te ao tēnā koe. Thank you for inviting me on to have a conversation and share stories of our paparauru. Kia ora.
Tēnā koe. Great respect for anybody who works in the sort of same field, but Rose sort of held in such high regard. I wonder if you'd be kind enough to tell us a little bit about him, where he grew up, what drew him into Māori language advocacy, and with the starting of Reo Māori broadcasting in particular 40-odd years ago, Mark, tell us about Rauru and his commitment to our language, therefore, into the welfare of those who follow in his footsteps. Kōrero mai, tell us a little more about this man, please.
Oh, tēnā koe o tino tēnā tātou katoa. So, paparauru, if I go back to his parents, the late Rangi Ahuta Alan Hiriwini Ruka Broughton, and of course his mother Mere Iwa Broughton, them being those figures during their time in regards to the importance of te reo Māori, where it all started for paparauru. But more importantly, he also had the privilege of sitting at the knees of our kaumātua and kuia, who too had that knowledge. And so te reo Māori was his first language. And then from there onwards, right up to now, he progressed that in all ways, more importantly, Māori broadcasting, being able to deliver te reo Māori and its components of tikanga, iwi narratives, iwi kōrero, to the multitudes through broadcasting. He was a great figure of language and cultural revitalization at home, right throughout Taranaki, Whanganui, and of course abroad into universities where he became a lecturer. Lecturer at Te Wānanga o Raukawa, and then progressed further in the footsteps of his father all across spectrums of areas where language revitalization was taking place. Also in the Kapahaka arena, in providing community support, he was also a huge contributor there. And of course, one recent event was Te Matatini o Te Kāhui Maunga. Just recently, a huge figure in regards to making sure that Taranaki were more than ready to receive Te Matatini from right across Aotearoa, New Zealand, and of course abroad from Australia. So those are some of the contributions and legacy that I can share in regards to his upbringing in this veld, and of course what he's left behind for us now to carry it to the next leg as much as feed our next generation and our unborn generation. Kilda.
Yeah, tēnā koe. Thank you, Mark. We do salute our rangatira here, especially their willingness to share aspects of tikanga and mātauranga and whai kōrero. And so Rauru stands tall for his contribution. For those who know Ruka Broughton, Rauru was his youngest son, and worked for many years in a number of our iwi stations, particularly Tupoko Otika in Te Whanganui Atara, Awa FM based in the River City of Whanganui, and of course Te Korumako o Taranaki, the iwi station in Taranaki. as I say, many tributes have spoken about his deep knowledge of tikanga and his willingness to share. So he'll be given, as is due, a wonderful send-off, a beautiful man, larger than life, and as a fellow Māori broadcaster, proudly acknowledging his understanding of tikanga and reo Māori in ways that many of us are just pushing forward to. So, mihana e te rangatere rauru, haere atura, haere ki o tātou tupuna, haere. Haere, haere. Where's he been taken, out of curiosity, Mark, and what's the gist going forward, Eho?
So we've got the Koro Meihana coming up this week, so we'll certainly be taking Papa Rauru and many of our mate to join the multitudes that will be going on to Tūranga Wai Waimarae on Thursday. And then no doubt there'll be other events and, of course, other tono from other marae to bring his kawe mate to them. And so that's the workings of that part there. However, in regards to areas of Māori broadcasting, the language revitalisation and the cultural revitalisation at Kapahaka, we together collectively, not just as a hapū or as an iwi of Ngā Rauru, but as te kāhui maunga, because there are things that need to be done that he left behind for us to take the reins and drive it in the best way and its best manner as possible.
Tēnā koe, Mark. Thank you for sharing kōrero about your papa. We stand and salute his contribution as well from afar. Mihiane ka koe te rangatira. Thanks so much for sharing some time with us here on Irirangi Wātea, Mark. Ka pai tō rā te rangatira. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe, Dale. O tino tēnā koutou katoa. Kia ora mai.
Kia ora. That's Mark Pirikahu. And celebrating, acknowledging, and giving thanks to the contribution in life to Rauru Broughton, who has passed away, long-time broadcaster and Te Reo Māori advocate.